transgender activists angered after Stonewall National Monument drops T from LGBT. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 16, 2025. Activists for transgenderism were angered after the United States National Park Service, NPS, removed the word transgender from the website for the Stonewall National Monument in Greenwich Village. NPS's decision to remove references of the word from the website for the monument was met with criticism by Eric Butcher, the council who represents Greenwich Village, according to the New York Times. Butcher described the move as the latest attempt to erase the very existence of transgender people. While the NPS website for the Stonewall Monument does not mention the word transgender, it mentions lesbian, gay, and bisexual, LGB, individuals. Before the 1960s, almost everything about living openly as a lesbian, gay, bisexual, LGB, person was illegal, the webpage says. The Stonewall Uprising on June 28, 1969 is a milestone in the quest of LGB civil rights and provided momentum for a movement. The website explains that Stonewall was a milestone for LGB civil rights that provided momentum for a movement. Stonewall was a milestone for LGB civil rights that provided momentum for a movement. In the early hours of June 28, 1969, a police raid on the Stonewall Inn provoked a spontaneous act of resistance that turned a place alongside landmarks in American self-determination such as Seneca Falls Convention for Women's Rights, 1848, and the Selma to Montgomery March for African American Voting Rights, 1965. Demonstrations continued over the next several nights at Christopher Park across from the Stonewall Inn and in the surrounding neighborhood. When asked to describe the difference that Stonewall had made, journalist Eric Marcus observed that before Stonewall, for most people, there was no out, there was just in. Butcher said the rebellion that occurred at Stonewall would not have happened without transgender individuals, adding that to attempt to erase their existence is utterly shameful. According to the Stonewall National Monument Visitor Center website, former President Barack Obama designated a national monument at the site of Stonewall Rebellion. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., was also among those to criticize the NPS for removing references to transgender people from the website for the Stonewall National Monument. "This is just cruel and petty," Hochul wrote in a post on X. "Transgender people play a critical role in the fight for LGBTQ+ rights, and New York will never allow their contributions to be erased." One transgender activist, Randy Wicker, who was described as being close to two transgender women who are widely seen as mothers of the movement and as key people in the Stonewall Uprising, criticized the removal of references to transgender people as being frightening. "It's frightening what is happening, the extent of it and the venom of it," Wicker stated. As Breitbart News previously reported, in President Donald Trump's inauguration speech, he proclaimed that the official policy of the U.S. government was that there are only two genders, male and female.